And Muslims from around the world have congregated in the holy city of Mecca as they prepare for the start of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. All able-bodied and financially able Muslims are obligated to perform Hajj at least once during their lifetime. The pilgrimage will reach its climax with Eid al-Adha or the Feast of Sacrifice on Monday. Iranian pilgrims are absent in the holy event this year, though. This is because of Riyadh's failure to provide safety guarantees to Tehran following last year's stampede in the plains of Mina. The incident claimed the lives of thousands of pilgrims, among them 465 Iranians. Just days before the Mina tragedy, a massive construction crane collapsed onto the Grand Mosque in Mecca, killing more than 100 people. Saudi Arabia has failed to apologize for the deaths or conduct a thorough investigation and is under fire for its mismanagement of the annual event. Joining us now from Cairo is activist and political commentator Hazem Salem. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Salem. Now, I'd like to get your opinion, if I may. 1 year on since the Mina tragedy, it seems at least the criticism that is being leveled against the Saudi Arabia government is that the Saudi regime has not learned from its mistakes.
Well, the fact is the situation is much more complex than that. And the idea of securing the pilgrims has been an issue, especially since the incidents of last year. The idea of establishing new measures has been there, but the establishment of the new measures have raised more concerns as well. There has been some news claiming that there will be an Israeli company that will be securing the pilgrims, and this has been denied by Saudi Arabia, but the emergence of the news was in itself alarming. The fact is the Muslim nation has not been divided as much as it is today, and though Hajj was supposed to be the situation and the occasion for the Muslims to meet and to talk about their problems and how to face the challenges, this has not been the case. Many of the governments of the Muslim world, including the Arab world altogether, have been quite away from their societies, quite away from the people. They don't drive real legitimacy. And this is clouding the situation between the different governments. The situation needs the Muslims to talk over the year about their concerns, not to come to the incident of Hajj and show all the differences and show all the concerns. The concerns are there and it needs to be addressed. I hope that the Hajj occasion this year goes on safely, but the concerns will continue to be there, and there should be assurances that such situation last year will not reoccur once again.
Right now, Mr. Salem, Saudi Arabia insists that it has to put in place safety measures, as you've just pointed out as well, which have raised questions. However, of course, the biggest question there is if Saudi Arabia doesn't allow a proper investigation into what happened last year, it will be hard to put in place the correct safety measures that are needed to put in place.
Well, the fact is, if you make an investigation about your own mistakes, you will be embarrassing yourself unless you are courageous enough to admit your mistakes and to correct them. You will keep the investigation frozen. And apparently, this was more or less the situation. And that's why the proper investigation will not come with no people to hold accountable. And those who are to be held accountable would be the Saudi authorities. That's why the Saudi authorities should give the investigation to an impartial body, even the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, in order to come up with solid investigation, solid results, and thus solid recommendations what to do to avoid the reoccurrence of such a thing.
And before I let you go, Mr. Salem, there have been calls made by, including the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, of an international commission from the Muslim world that overlooks the management of the Hajj pilgrimage. Is that an option that can be explored?
Well, this should be an option that should not be let down, and this should be an option that should not be rejected. If someone says, I wish to help you to make things better, you should welcome that help. And the Hajj incident, the Hajj occasion, should be more or less under the auspices of all Muslims, may be represented by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and this organization, which has a premises in Jeddah, can be selecting a committee from all Muslim countries in order to facilitate the Hajj for all Muslims. This can be an option, and this should be presented to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the other Islamic fora in order to get this going on. And this should not be rejected by any party, including the Saudi.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Hazem Salem. He's an activist and political commentator, and he's joining us live from Cairo. Mr. Salem, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.